Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Monday, October 20th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. Leading off today, Apple has officially announced that it's becoming the exclusive broadcast partner for Formula One racing in the United States. The popular and growing sport will come to Apple TV starting next year. This comes following months of rumors and speculation, but Apple has now made it official. It's reached a five-year deal with Liberty Media, the parent company of Formula One, to stream all F1 races on Apple TV starting in 2026. One big thing to point out here is that unlike Apple's MLS Season Pass, which is a separate paid service, Formula One races will stream entirely for free for Apple TV subscribers. So this means that if you subscribe to Apple TV, the streaming service formerly known as Apple TV Plus, you'll have access to all F1 races at no additional cost. So in addition to gaining access to shows like Severance, Ted Lasso, and The Morning Show, you'll now have that F1 access too. Apple teases that it will offer a more dynamic and elevated viewing experience than what's been done before with F1. Meanwhile, F1 TV, which is F1's direct-to-consumer subscription streaming service, will continue to exist. You'll just have to sign in to the F1 TV app with your Apple TV credentials. F1 TV offers features like multiple camera angles, the ability to merge different feeds together, and is widely viewed as the best way to watch races. Apple will share more details about its F1 plans in the lead-up to the kickoff of the 2026 season. In the meantime, you can find out more details at the link in the show notes below. Next up today, Meta's streak of hiring high-profile executives from Apple's AI team continues, with Bloomberg reporting that Meta poached Ki Yang, who had only recently been appointed to lead Apple's rumored ChatGPT-like search project. In recent months, Apple has lost a ton of notable machine learning and AI researchers to AI rivals, including Anthropic, OpenAI, and most notably, Meta, which has been on a hiring spree across all of Silicon Valley. This includes leading AI researchers on robotics, foundation models, cloud infrastructure, training, and search. Yang is the latest departure, and he was just weeks ago appointed head of a team called Answers, Knowledge, and Information, or AKI. This group inside Apple is developing features to make the Siri voice assistant more like ChatGPT by adding the ability to pull information from the web. Yang was put in charge of the AKI team just weeks ago following an internal shakeup that led to the departure of former Siri head Robbie Walker. Walker had been leading the troubled revamp of Siri, but those responsibilities were stripped and given to Craig Federighi instead. Apple is reportedly hoping to launch its new Answers, Knowledge, and Information product sometime in spring of 2026, but with all of these executive changes and departures, whether or not Apple's able to hit that timeline remains to be seen. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. The holidays bring more photos, end-of-year high-priority work projects, and a ton of data that you can't afford to lose. Backblaze quietly backs up your Mac in the background so that everything you care about is safe. So when life happens, you'll be thankful that your files are only a quick restore away. Get 20% off with code 9TO5DAILY at checkout. That's 9TO5DAILY. Go to backblaze.com/9to5Mac to start a free trial and use the promo code at checkout. My thanks to Backblaze for their support of the show. In other news today, Apple may have just released its first M5 MacBook Pro last week, but there's already a ton of anticipation about what's next. In a new report, Bloomberg says that Apple is planning a new MacBook Pro for late 2026 or early 2027 with major changes. This new MacBook Pro lineup will be powered by the M6 family of chips, but the big changes are coming to the display. Bloomberg says the MacBook Pros will feature OLED screens, an upgrade from the mini LED screens used in the current MacBook Pro lineup. Apple is also planning to ditch the notch design on the display in favor of a new hole punch design that uses a single cutout to house the FaceTime camera. The report likens this to the dynamic island on the iPhone, but it's unclear if Apple plans to implement a similar software interface to disguise the hole punch on the Mac as it does on the iPhone. The biggest change, however, is that these MacBook Pro models will reportedly feature touch screens. They will retain a full trackpad and keyboard, so the touch screen will really exist as simply another input option for those users who want it. The report says that Apple has solved one of the biggest design problems that has plagued touchscreen PCs for years. There's a reinforced hinge and screen hardware to prevent the display from bouncing back or moving when touched. Finally, Bloomberg says this new MacBook design will be thinner and lighter than the current models. Apple last redesigned the MacBook Pro in 2021, opting for a heavier and thicker chassis paired with more connectivity options than before. Whether or not Apple will once again have to compromise port selection in favor of that thinner design remains to be seen. And the report also says that Apple is quote-unquote exploring replacing Touch ID with Face ID, but that change is still years away at this point. And don't forget that we are still expecting one last upgrade to the current MacBook Pro form factor, with the first M5 Pro and M5 Max configurations launching in 2026. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.